Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If a guy gets your number in a sneaky way, even though he's trying to be cute, does that feel like a violation of your privacy, ladies? 312-946-4995. I don't know if you've seen this yet, this story that came out about a woman who was totally freaked out because she got a text message from a guy because he looked at the phone number on her luggage at the airport. And so he sent her a text that said, "I saw your number on your luggage tag and decided to text you. I promise this isn't as weird as it seems. Give a guy a chance." And so obviously people are pretty divided on whether she should give him a chance or that's a huge invasion of privacy. What's your initial feeling?
I think it's creative. Yeah. I say good for him for shooting his shot.
Yeah, I
think there's... If she thinks it's creepy, then she doesn't have to talk to him. Just say no thanks.
That's true. That's true. She can back out at any time. I think I'm sensitive to these kind of things. But for me, I also feel bad that a woman can't even get her luggage without having her privacy invaded with a guy that thinks that he is entitled to whatever that information is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see both sides.
Yeah, definitely. And so for me, that's the part that rubs me wrong. At the same time, I know that dating world is hard, right? Like, I'm glad I'm not in it anymore. And so to get somebody's attention, you do have to be creative and you do have to kind of try something that cuts through a little bit. I just don't know if getting somebody's private information without their permission is the way, right?
Well, if she was really concerned about it, she could have a luggage tag with a little flap that you had to open.
Oh, so now it's her fault. That's victim blame. Right, got it. Okay.
That's an idea.
Yeah, well, she shouldn't have dressed that way. Right.
Tag.
That's the dilemma, right? Like, she could have, yes, done that. But now we're also putting the responsibility on the woman. To,
I know, as a woman, I should have done that.
You know what I mean? As opposed to, hey, guys, just don't be creepy. Where I go back and forth on it.
Know.
So from a woman's perspective, I was curious what you would think.
I don't know. I'm not offended by the luggage tag.
Right on. Yeah, that's what I'm curious, because I don't think it's easy to be a woman. You have to deal with a lot of things that us men don't have to deal with. So how do you feel about this luggage tag situation? If this happened to you, ladies.
Okay, as a woman, I would find it flat. I think it's kind of cute.
Okay.
I feel like the phone number's on there, and I know I wouldn't have mine on there for that kind of attention. But and I'm not trying to blame her or anything like that, because that infuriates me when stuff like that. Oh, she shouldn't have worn that.
Right, right. Know? That's what we talked about earlier. It's not her fault.
Right. Absolutely.
Don't be a creep. Right.
But I feel that if she was that worried about it, because there's so many people who will see that phone number on your luggage tag who possibly could.
I feel like what you're saying is, yeah, he shouldn't have done that, but here's a PSA to the ladies out there. This is a thing that happens. Maybe let's all cover this up, because men can't be responsible for their own damn actions, right?
Yeah, but in a small way, I would find it flattering. I would find it flattering.
Right, yes, there is a flattering aspect to it at the same time, but safety can also be an issue. So
absolutely. as long as he doesn't get creepy.
Well, here's the other side of that. He doesn't know her situation. Like, what if she's married and now she's getting a text from this random guy at the airport? If that happened to my wife, I'd be like, what is going on? Like, this guy...
Yeah, it's so inappropriate. It is inappropriate.
And not her fault, but this guy crossed a boundary for me.
Right, maybe he should have just went up to her and said, hey, you know...
That's what I think.
Yeah, find out her situation, absolutely.
Agreed. Awesome, thank you so much for calling. You're awesome.
You're welcome, bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Steve, it's Scotty. What do you think, real quick?
Super creepy right out of the gate. You got to shoot your shot when you get the chance. But really, I think the takeaway is, you know, this is a safety issue.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's why I was always taught, put your business card in there.
Oh,
you don't
yeah,
have
that's
to have your
too.
Home information. Yeah, it's that's strange.
Cautionary yeah, that's kind of what I was just talking to the last person about, too. It's almost a little bit of a PSA. It's like, hey, ladies, this is another thing, unfortunately, you have to worry about, right?
Yeah, cautionary tale for sure. Be careful out there.
Thank you so much, man.
No worries, bud.
I got my toes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.